Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
I figured my mouth was big enough. I forgot. I am sorry. All right. Again, this morning the pastor spoke about stepping out into your storm
and God
being there, Jesus being there, even when you can't handle it, even when you can't keep walking, even when you can't keep your head above water. Christ will be there. He will be there, and He will be with you.
Amen.
Now, he also spoke during, the Lord actually spoke to the pastor during the altar service, and he said, step out of your storm and step into my presence this morning. And that's the thing that kept coming back to me
all day long.
It kept coming back to me while I was trying to get ready, and the devil fought me on this one. I was hurting. I was in a fog.
He did
not want me to get where I was going tonight. And I think, I know that
it has to be God ordained,
because the last two songs all about finding your freedom.
Yes.
And the pastor didn't know at all what I was speaking on until I stood up here right now. I literally gave him my verse 2 minutes ago. So he didn't know. God ordained it lined up because in... Oh, I'm saying I didn't tell him. I was trying to get through. Man, gotta have the last word. I'm playing, y'all. I'm really not. Anyway, as I was preparing for this, I came across the verse in Exodus 9:1, and it's the Lord of the heavens, the King of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, looked down and gave explicit instructions on what Moses was supposed to tell Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh thought he was all big and bad. He thought he was the king of the world. And he had the Hebrew people enslaved under his thumb. But God said, those are my people. Those are my children. Those are my chosen. And it's time for you to go tell Pharaoh what he gonna do. Not what I want him to do. No, you gonna go tell him what he gonna do. Because I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He gave him explicit instruction to go into Pharaoh and tell him, the Lord of the heavens and earth, the Lord of the Hebrew people, commands you, let my people go. Right? And that's where it stops, right? Let my people go. That's what everybody knows Moses told to Pharaoh, right? That's all he said, right? No. See, God knew that they needed a freedom from their trial. He knew they needed freedom from their enslavement, from their bondage, from their trial, their tribulation, their storm. God knew that they needed the freedom from what they were going through, from what they were living under. God knew that they needed a way out. And he had ordained them a way out. But the big issue is that everybody forgets the real reason why. Who knows why God wanted the people delivered out of Egypt's hand? Most people would think because God had promised the Hebrew people that they would get to the promised land. No, that's not the reason. That is not the reason. It might have been, you know, along the way. Of course, it's a promise from the Lord, and that is the blessing that he had laid out for them, and eventually they would go forward and they would do what they needed to do to step into their promise and step into their blessings. But that's not why God let them out of their storm. That's not why God sent in miracle after miracle and plague after plague in order to set his people free from condemnation and slavery. The reason why he let them out is in verse 1 and 9. It says, let my people go so that they may worship me. That they may worship me. See, when they were under bondage, they were supposed to pray to the gods of the Egyptians. They were supposed to conform to what they were captured. They were supposed to fit the mold of the multitude around them because they were under the thumb of the Pharaoh, who basically thought he was God in human form. You ever met somebody that full of themselves? Come on. But Pharaoh was in there, and he was a little bit too big for his britches, and so he didn't listen. And God told him what he was going to do. It took plague after plague after plague, but eventually the Lord cracked that hard head of his and got it through to him. You're going to do what I said you're going to do. My people deserve to be out from under your tyranny. My people deserve to be out from under your grip. My people deserve the freedom that I have claimed for them, because they must go out of your affliction and into the place where they can worship me. Into the place where they can worship me. God knew that they needed to be unencumbered. They needed to be set free because it was time for them to quit being under the heel of the Pharaoh.
Come on, yeah.
And it was time for them to step forward in boldness, to reach up their hands, lift their voices, turn their eyes toward heaven, and worship Him. It was time for them to find themselves in deep intimacy with the Lord. To find themselves in pure communion with His Spirit. To find themselves settled into a perfect peace at His feet. The reason that He set them free from their trial and their tribulation was so that they were free to worship.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Have your way. Have your way.
Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah. I apologize. He's flipping things around as I'm speaking. He's moving. Y'all know we going to plan our best plan, and God's going to laugh and give us better than what we could come up with in the first place.
Amen.
Right now, God is saying, you may have stepped out of your storm this morning. You may have been brave enough to walk out of it and to reach out to God. He said, but your freedom is not for you to walk into your promise. Your freedom is not just so you can get up and go start doing His work. Your freedom is not so you can be unstressed in your life. That's not what your freedom is for. Your freedom is so that you can walk into the open place where His glory is pouring out and settling down, so that you can begin to breathe in His Spirit. You can begin to move in His power. You can see Him in a and find yourself in a perfect relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then He says, some of you had the opportunity to step out of your storm this morning, and instead you sat down in it. Some of y'all were brave enough, and I watched that the altars were flooded this morning. I was one of the ones that stepped out of my storm and said, God, I want whatever it is that You've got to help me get out of this. I want what I've got to do. I want whatever You're going to give. I will do whatever You tell me to do. I was willing to walk up, and I feel a freedom in me tonight. I'm in less than I was in this morning. I am moving right now. My nose and my head don't hurt. My teeth don't hurt. And they might hurt when I get done moving in the Spirit. But I know that my God is able. He has made me able. And He is sending me forward out of my storm to do what He has called me to do. And I will worship Him. Woo! But some of y'all sat down in your storms and said, God, move me if You. You said, I don't want to do what I got to do to get out of here. It's too hard. It's too much. I don't want to give up what I got to give up to get out of this place. I don't want to let go of what I got to let go of to get out of this misery. And I don't really think I can get out of it anyway. So why do anything on the hope that ain't nothing going to happen? But He said, I give you freedom. All you have to do is worship. All you have to do is worship with your hands lifted. Worship with the way you walk in your life. Worship with every place you plant your feet. Worship in the things in your body. Worship in the things you put in your ears or in your mind or through your eyes. Worship in the things that you let come out of your mouth. Worship in the way you breathe. Because Breathing is actually an involuntary response that your body does.
Amen.
But what do you think would happen if you took an involuntary response that is constantly focused on nothing but keeping your body alive, and you instead instructed your own body to worship rather than survive? Not saying you're going to die, but that one thing, that involuntary response that your body does on its own to keep you alive, if you repurposed it, that you said, "That's for the Lord.
Yes.
That's for Him too.
Hallelujah.
That's for the Lord.
Yes.
That's for Him too."
Come on.
When your very life breath is a worship as it comes into your body and it goes out. If every time you blink, your eyelids are keeping your eyes safe and you said, "That's for the Lord. That's for the Lord. That moment is keeping me ready, keeping me at my peak so I can give up one more worship. I can give up one more praise. I can give up one more moment of me to Him." This morning, we were instructed to step out of our storms. We were instructed to step into our freedom. And once you step into your freedom, your sole purpose is to worship. Is to give yourself to the Lord in every possible way that you can think of. Because the more you focus on Him, the more He's going to focus on you. And the more that you give to Him, the more He's going to pour back out into you. And you ain't going to have to worry about all the things that you're hoping for in life and all the things you're working towards in life. Because if you're working towards Him, He's going to work it all out. Now, the people of Israel, they left Egypt under the freedom and the miracles of God. But when they went out, they had a decision to make. Were they going to keep trusting in God no matter what came upon them? Were they going to keep worshiping the Lord no matter what they came up against? Or were they going to turn their eyes kind of idol?
Come on, man.
Some kind of object. When the Lord literally set them free so that they could worship Him. They panicked. They lost their minds. And they made a big old gold cow thinking God won't listen. And do you know what they got for their panicking and their puttering around and all their creativity and craftsmanship? They got 40 years running in circles and didn't know where in the heck they were.
Yeah, that's right.
When their promised land was just a couple feet over here.
Amen.
They kept passing it by saying, "I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. I thought we were supposed to be in the promised land already." They were given their freedom so that they could worship the Lord. Lost their minds for a second. They listened to their flesh. They listened to themselves. And I have to tell you, I don't care how smart you are, you ain't real bright when you're measuring up to God.
That's right.
I mean, you can have an IQ of 212 and you dumb as a rock next to the Lord. He made you. You're one of His art projects, hon. That's about it. So, relying on your own understanding literally tells you in the Bible, lean not on your own understanding. Because dumb as a rock compared to the Lord. Regardless. But they chose to listen to themselves and turned away from worshiping the Lord. And they missed out on their promise for 40 years. You are sitting at the cusp of your storm, the edge of your trial. Whether it's just on the inside of it because you were too stubborn to leave it this morning, or you're just on the outside of it because you trusted the Lord and you were brave enough to step away and turn your life to God. But either way, right now, he says, your freedom is so that you worship me. Your freedom is to allow you to worship me. And this is where you got to make a choice. Are you going to walk into your freedom and into what the Lord desires of you? Or are you going to miss what he's got for you because you're going to worry about yourself? You're going to worry about what you think. Go ahead. Tonight, the decision is on you. Are you going to sit there
in your storm
or just outside of your storm and wait? Or are you going to reach out and take a hold of what he's got for you, of where he wants to take you, of who he wants you to become? What he's got laid out for you, the buffet of his blessing, just sitting here waiting for you to walk through the door. And the key to get inside is worship. Your freedom is so that he can be worshiped. Tonight the altars are open and he's saying, I want you near me. I want you in my presence. I want you near my spirit. And he's saying, your freedom is at hand. Come and worship me. See, people are already moving. People are already jumping into the place of worship. God says, if you want to meet me where I am, come to me and worship.
Hallelujah, folks. My goodness, it's a beautiful crowd. Hallelujah. I got to tell you, I'm sitting over here praising the Lord for the renewed fire that is moving throughout this church during our services. Praise God. And I'm praising God for the attendance tonight. This is a beautiful crowd. A beautiful crowd. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm thanking God these young people have decided they're going to get up here and get involved in the praise and worship on the front row. Amen. Ain't you happy about that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you what, Pastor Sarah, burn it up tonight. She scared me a little bit there at the beginning when she started talking about all her pitfalls. Hallelujah. But she got up there and the Lord anointed her and burnt this place down. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his anointing tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is so good to have all of you here. Praise God. I love y'all. We all love y'all. And y'all want me to be quick because there's food over there waiting on us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glenn was laughing the hardest. Glenn said, yeah, I'm ready to eat. We got one more thing to do, saints. Let's all repeat. I need some volunteers. Who's going to come up here and help me out? All right. All right. Lead them, girls. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sins.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart, forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
Make me a new Christian.
Punch the devil in the face.
Hallelujah.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.